I'm like you. I'm a huge superhero fan. You know, I actually originally, before I moved here, auditioned for Marvel Store, and didn't get it because I wasn't living here. Really didn't know how to act. So it's serendipitous that I would get this role as well. But, you know, I love superhero films. I was looking forward to possibly reading for Captain America, which Chris Evans got. But still, there's a certain status that you know, going into a film like that, you need a certain name, even if it's a smaller name, just like the gentleman that got Superman. You know, I think he's going to do a really great job. Is it Henry Cavill or...
He's one of ours, isn't he? I've got to be honest with you, Cody. I'm not holding great hopes for him. I think that's going to be a one-shot deal again. Personally,
really?
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of Mr. Snyder. I got to say, I thought he did a good job with the Watchmen, but I feel he screwed up the 300, which was deemed just a complete mess. What do they call that? They called that Greek porn, didn't they? I'm just not holding much hope for this Cavilla guy. I don't think he's got any talent whatsoever. I might be speaking out of turn there.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't speak on the matter.
You've been well prepped for this.
I'm doing the smart thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I mean,
well, as a young actor, so.
So whereabouts do they save all the money on this version that you're doing of Thor, then? I mean, to me, I've seen some shots of it. I looked this morning, in fact, at some of the pictures that made it online. It doesn't look any blooming different, to be honest with you, Cody. Just that it's you, not that other talentless freak in the lead role instead. And you're much more beautiful, I've got to say.
Well, I am flattered.
You should be.
You know, some of the parts of the movie are going to look amazing. You know, they're going to look epic and you're going to go, wow, did they really shoot that with that type of budget? And then other parts, because of the speed, you're going to go, really? But I'm only assuming that, you know, the cool thing is, like, Sci-Fi just aired their last Sci-Fi original from The Asylum, who did Almighty Thor, and it's called Battle of Los Angeles.
Yes, Claudia, our friend Claudia Wells is in that, yes.
Yeah, it's been getting a lot of press because they say it's so horrible, but this company, you know, they make entertaining films. They don't care if it's horrible or not, it's entertaining. And that had 2.2 million viewers on Sci-Fi, so... I'm hoping my performance will add a lot of depth and character to Thor, because I really give him a lot of weaknesses. I really give him a lot of challenges and struggles, so I want the audience to be able to root him on throughout the film and have something to look at besides a visual effect or a big man-eating dog or a big lizard-looking creature, you know, eating people. I want people to be able to follow a story of this young hero, too, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we'll have, like, over 3 million viewers on May 7th on Sci-Fi. It airs at 9 p.m., so that's my ultimate goal, is to be able to shoot over a million about Los Angeles. So,
and I believe that's on in the UK. That's on May the 13th, if I remember correctly from reading the listings. That's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel HD here as well.
I didn't understand. It's Sci-Fi Europe is a totally different affiliate network. And
oh, it's crap.
In the UK, you do get Sci-Fi, the normal Sci-Fi, but. You do or you don't?
We do. We get Sci-Fi, yes. It's a slightly watered-down version that shows things from about 9 years ago, which you've forgotten about and have already relegated to your garage sale DVD collection. Yeah. Although we do get Snakes on a Train, Titanic 2, and Paranormal Entity... shown on a regular basis. Well, I've got to say, actually, I've got to be honest with you. I loved Paranormal Activity, and I watched Paranormal Entity. I couldn't tell a bloody difference. It was the same sodding movie.
Oh, that's great. You know, a lot of people say that. I haven't had the privilege of looking at that one, but just the titles are funny, you know. You got Snakes on a Plane, you got Snakes on a Train, you got Transformers, you got Transmorphers, you know. It's really quite comical, actually.
It's like a self-reverential kind of nod, isn't it, in a way? And that's what makes it go. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna give your version a shot. I'm not gonna watch the movie version, because the movie version is gonna be guaranteed to be up its own ass, and it's gonna be a complete waste of celluloid. Whereas at least your version, I'm gonna go in there with a smile on me face.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Cody. You've sold me, dear. I'm watching your version.